I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. Investors in European markets have reacted negatively to last week's terrorist bombings in Spain. That country's stock market followed other major European indices down on Friday and again today in light of the socialist victory in weekend elections. And now analysts are also worried about the economic effects for the entire European continent. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Tess, what are the effects of the attack on the Spanish economy?
Well, it's obviously not good news, Madeline. As you mentioned, European stocks have taken a bit of a beating since the attacks in Spain last week. In terms of economies, Spain has actually done a little better than the center of Europe. Countries like Germany and France really haven't had any recovery at all. But Spain also depends a lot on tourism, and that could be affected greatly by what's happened over there. I spoke with Bob McKee, chief economist at Independent Strategy in London, and he said any attacks like this will affect people's economic behavior.
They decrease the confidence that people have in going about their business in a normal way, and that will reduce economic transactions and economic activity. So overall, this can't be good news for Europe's growth, which has already been very weak, particularly compared to, say, the UK or the US in the last year.
And, of course, a lot will depend on whether this is an isolated incident or we see more of it in the near future.
And so how will this affect the recovery for Europe as a whole?
Well, as I mentioned, you've got the two biggest economies in the Eurozone, Germany and France. Germany had no growth at all in 2003 and is still showing very little sign of recovery. Exports have been strong, but there's no domestic demand there. It's not like here in the U.S. where people have been on kind of a multi-year spending spree. That's not the case in German households. France is a little better on spending, but again, by U.S. standards, it's very weak. So countries big and small are suffering because, again, at the center of Europe, things have basically come to a halt.
And as you've reported on this program many times, the dollar has plunged recently and is now very weak against the euro and other European currencies. So that, too, must be affecting the European economy.
Certainly. Exports were very strong in Europe for a while, but now with the strong euro, it's not the engine of growth that it was, and that has affected the entire Eurozone region. And really, the experts I talked to didn't seem to think that this event was as detrimental to the overall European economy as other factors like jobs and exports and currency issues. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at new suspicions in China about the people there who got rich first.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.